Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, Bible teacher, and speaker Deborah Ross. The Bible tells us that God intensely cares about each one of us, body, mind, and spirit. In fact, Jesus came to show us the will of God for all of us to be saved, and healing is a part of that salvation. So the question remains, does Jesus still heal today? With more scripture and insights on healing, here's our teacher, Deborah Ross.
Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." I love that. He heals all of our diseases. And then let's look again at Psalm 107. Psalm 107 and verse 20 says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." Did you know that he sent his word to heal us even from our own destructions? Praise the Lord. That is so encouraging today. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Friend, Jesus still heals today. Matthew 4:23 says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people." Jesus went about preaching the gospel and teaching the kingdom of God, and he healed. And this passage says all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. What's troubling you today? Would you take it to Jesus? Matthew 9:35 says, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." Luke 9:6 says, "And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." Luke 9:11 says, "And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing." Did you know that healing is part of the kingdom of God? This is God's plan. Acts 4:22 says, "For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed." Now, here, Jesus heals a man who is over 40 years old, and he had lived with this condition all of his life. You see, in Acts 3, it says a certain man, lame from his mother's womb. Now listen, he was lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now, friend, most people would say, well, it must be God's plan for him to be lame. I mean, he was born that way. But Jesus healed him. I love this. Acts 10:38 says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." 1 Corinthians 12:9 says, "To another, faith by the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit." You see, Jesus gives gifts to his children because Jesus loves us. He loves people. And he tells us that we should do what he did. And so he gives us these gifts where we can touch people, lay our hands and pray on people, pray over people and pray for them to be healed. Jeremiah 30:17 says, "For I will restore health unto thee and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion whom no man seeketh after. But the Lord says he will heal thee of all thy wounds." Jeremiah 33:6 says, "Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth." Acts 27:34, "Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not any hair fall from the head of any of you. 3 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Is your soul prospering? The Lord wants your soul to prosper, and He wants you to be in health, even as your soul prospers. Psalm 32 says, O Lord my God, I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. Oh, I love that. I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me. Psalm 107:20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Isaiah 53:5, But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 17:4 says, Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for Thou art my praise. I love that. Matthew 4:24, And His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and He healed them. He healed them. Matthew 8:8, The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that Thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Oh, there's such power in speaking the word of God. And this centurion knew that if Jesus just spoke the word, that his servant would be healed. Matthew 8:13 says, And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. He was healed by the spoken word of the Lord. Matthew 8:16, When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Matthew 12:15 says, But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 12:22, Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed them. He healed the man, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Matthew 14:14, And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Did you know that Jesus is moved with compassion to heal you? He loves you. Matthew 15:30 says, And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Matthew 19:2, And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Matthew 21:14, And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Mark 1:34, And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Mark 3:10, For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him to touch him, as many had plagues. Mark 5:23, And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Mark 5:29, And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Mark 6:5, And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Now, friend, here, Jesus could not do many miracles because of their unbelief. You know, to them, he was just Joseph's son. He was not the Son of God. And Mark 6:1 says, And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. Jesus went about doing good and healing. But in Mark 6:5, again, Jesus said he could do no mighty work there. except he laid his hands on a few sick folks and healed them because, again, they did not believe. Mark 6:13, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Luke 4:40, now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 5:15, but so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Luke 6:19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. These people sought to touch Jesus. Therefore, they were healed. They believed. They reached out to touch Jesus. Luke 8:47 says, and when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. You know, this is the lady who the doctors couldn't heal her. She had spent 12 years trying to receive her healing, and the doctors could not heal her, but Jesus did. Luke 9:42, and as he was yet a-coming, the devil threw him down and tare him, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Luke 13:14, and the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto them, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Friend, did you know that religion will not get anybody healed? Did you know that religion will keep people from getting healed? The teachings of Jesus goes against religion. The teachings of Jesus goes against tradition. We must let go of our preconceived negative ideas about healing and go and surrender to the Word of God, which is healing. Just believe. Luke 14:4, and they held their peace, and he took them and healed them and let him go. And Luke 17:15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Friend, be sure to glorify God with a loud voice after you receive your healing. Acts 5:16, there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Acts 8:7, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed of them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. Does Jesus still heal today? Absolutely. Jesus still heals today. Would you reach out and touch the hem of his garment? Would you say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief? Would you say, Lord, help me to throw away my religious thoughts, my traditions, my education? Lord, I need a touch from you. Lord, you are my only answer. God, would you touch me today?
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.